The Clontarf Foundation is often held up as a good news story. It uses AFL and rugby league to encourage Aboriginal boys to attend school. But what about the girls? Well, several states have similar girls' academy programs run by a separate organisation, but they're nowhere near as high profile or well funded. Our reporter Eliza Borello has been asking why.
16-year-old Nakaya Butler's teachers want her to succeed on and off the netball court.
Now look down, Nakaya.
The Perth teenager goes to Belga High School in the city's northern suburbs and is getting extra mentoring through the Girls Academy, a program aimed at helping more Aboriginal girls finish school.
I'm enjoying school more than I did last year, and I'm focused on my schooling more than I did previous years.
Sport is used to encourage Girls Academy students to come to school, and once there, they attend academic classes with their non-Indigenous peers. But program manager Danika Eads says the girls have an Aboriginal-only homeroom.
We all like code switch into our Aboriginal lingo, and it gets quite funny, and the stories go around of what's happened over the weekend or what's happened over everything. Sometimes a few scary stories come out, and everyone's very inclusive.
The room is designed to be a safe space. The girls can return to at any time during the day for support. But in Western Australia, all of the funding for the girls' academies must be found by the schools themselves, unlike those run for boys by the much higher profile Clontarf Foundation. Former professional basketballer Ricky Grace is the founder of the girls' academy.
There's a lot of things Americans do that aren't good. Let me tell you one thing they do that is good. It's called Title IX, and it's in the legislation that whatever funding you put towards one sex, you have to do the other. Otherwise, it's illegal. And I think that should be the case here.
In WA in 2016, the Girls Academy received $760,000 in indirect funding scraped together by host schools. In contrast, the Clontarf Foundation's 2016 annual report shows it received a direct grant from the WA government of close to $5 million. At a federal level, the disparity remains. Clontarf does cater for a larger number of students, 6,500 compared to 2,500 in the girls' academies, and Ricky Grace is not criticising its work.
The risks for girls are the same risks for boys. Without an education, you're behind the eight ball.
Ben Wyatt is the WA treasurer.
There's no dispute, I think, from anybody involved that the program offered by Ricky Grace is a great program. There's no doubt about that, and the schools that have taken that program up, I think, value it quite significantly because they've managed to find funding within their own type budgets to support that program, and I've seen it in a range of schools. So that's not in dispute. Of course, the state of the budget, though, makes things very difficult.
So difficult, Ben Wyatt predicts any more state funding for the girls' academies will be years away and says he won't transfer any from Clontarf.
Eliza Borello reporting, and in a statement, a spokesman for the Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion, says the government recognises funding for academies has typically been higher for boys than girls, and says the minister will be announcing further funding for girls' academies in the coming weeks.